Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heinberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, February 12th. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Monday, Evanston City Council voted in favor of the city's first workers' retention ordinance. The ordinance is for food and hospitality workers on Northwestern's campus. It would require new contractors to hold employees from the previous contractor for 90 days. The council will hold a final vote on February 24th. This week, Chicago and the Midwest can expect a winter storm starting this morning. Snow will be heaviest from afternoon to early evening, accumulating up to an inch per hour. We can expect 3 to 6 inches from the storm. The FBI said yesterday that it found 2,400 new records on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In the 90s, the government made over 5 million records public on the assassination, but researchers estimate there are 3,000 that have not yet been released. Trump released an executive order last month declassifying files on the assassinations of JFK, RFK, and MLK. And Mark Fogel, a Pennsylvanian schoolteacher, was released from Russia yesterday after being detained since 2021. Fogel was traveling with medically prescribed marijuana when he was arrested, according to friends and family members. Fogel's release is seen by some as a sign of diplomatic thaw between the U.S. and Russia, opening up negotiations about the war in Ukraine. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Ilse von Heinberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.